Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 69. I'm Connor Murphy here with Grace Matthews. Hi, Grace. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good.
I'm here with you, and there's no place I'd rather be right now.
Cloudy right through the lunar trivecta.
You know, it was pretty awesome here, although I didn't get to see, like, it didn't really turn that orange.
Oh.
It was more blue. We had the blue phase, and I took some pictures, and I kind of like the pictures. I don't know that I couldn't have gotten that on a clear night anyway.
Yeah.
But I will have them and I can say, you know, that's the lunar trifecta.
Yeah. So what do we got today?
Well, as usual lately, we plan on one thing and tragedy happens. So just to catch everybody up on this, what could have been a great big tragedy is not, but the senators, some senators and congressmen were on an Amtrak train to the famous Greenbrier Hotel for a retreat. They have their family with them and they crashed into a trash truck. Which derailed at least one of the trains after they crashed. One of the drivers of the trash truck is dead. Several of the doctors that happened to be in Congress tried to revive him. The second man in the trash truck was airlifted to a hospital with very serious injuries. A third in the trash truck walked away.
Wow.
It sounds like all the congressmen, the senators, their families are all in pretty good shape. There's a few of them that got bumps on the head that they're going to check out for concussions. And I'm pretty sure some of the old guys are on blood thinners and they're going to want to check them out just in case they have a hematoma.
Right.
So they were reversing the train to go back to the Charleston station. They're going to bus them to Greenbrier for the retreat. I tell you what, when it first broke, I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrorism, because I heard them mention this trip yesterday and the fact that they were going to take the Amtrak. I didn't think that was such a good idea considering the baseball game last year. I kind of thought, you know, maybe you shouldn't stay where a bunch of senators and congressmen are going to be at one time.
Right. So your first thought was terrorism.
Exactly. That was my first thought. And even when they said it looks like a trash truck, I'm like, you know, these guys use trucks. I mean, I don't care what kind of truck it is. That doesn't mean that it's not a terrorist move, but it's not.
Well, I saw some live video from the site just before we started on air here, and it was definitely a garbage truck because there was garbage everywhere.
Yeah, and luckily, it looked like it was compacted garbage, so more like cardboard and paper. It didn't look terribly stinky, so I kind of thought that was good, but, you know, once it's compacted, maybe it just looks like paper.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know, but it was everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw that film, but okay, on the heels of the State of the Union, I think it's safe to say that Trump did a great job. I know that the Democrats were not happy. I mean, the look on Chuck and Nancy's face during this whole thing was just pitiful at best. I mean, Nancy looked like she was fuming mad. At least Chuck had a sarcastic look on his face. So what was going through their minds? I don't know. I think maybe we're in trouble. Who knows?
I don't know.
The speech was very long, an hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
20 minutes. Hour and 20 minutes. And lots of clapping, standing up. First Lady Melania went there on her own in her own car. Let her make, I mean, she wasn't driving it, but.
Right.
Meaning she didn't go over to the congressional building with her husband. A lot of people are making a big deal out of that. I don't think that's a big deal. You know, she probably wasn't ready yet. But a lot of people are making a big deal about that because it has been, and the mainstream media has been recently covering a story that claims Trump paid off a woman named, I believe it's Stormy Davis.
Right. I read
kind
that.
Of when Melania was pregnant with Barron, their son they have together, he paid her $30,000 to shut up or something about something they had done. First of all, that amount of money doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I would think that you would ask for more if you were Stormy.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
You know, I mean,
it sounds more like
cheap.
A loan.
Sounds like a bad day for, yeah. for a guy, you know, for a billionaire, but I don't know. They said that she's been in hiding and hasn't been hanging out with them. You know, I've heard reports about them having separate bedrooms. Well, you know, the same reports came out about Hill and Bill. Did everybody forget that? And maybe one of them snores. I don't think separate bedrooms are that big a deal.
No, I don't think so either. Especially, I'm sure he works late nights. I mean, he only sleeps, what, 4 hours or something?
I know. Yeah, so, I mean, I think you can sort of take something like that out of context. You can have a great sex life and not sleep together.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it can happen. What about those people that work night and day? You know, like the guy works at night and the woman works in the day and they switch taking care of the kids and stuff. I mean, they still manage to make more babies.
Yeah, pass in the hallway.
Yeah, that's all it takes for some people. Nevertheless, he talked about a lot of things. He spent the first bit of time welcoming some very special people that had been invited. And these are people that have lost children to MS-13. Isn't it the Guatemalan crime group that seems to keep sneaking into the United States? And they're very brutal. They've killed a lot of women on Long Island, just out of Manhattan. Huh. So that was very touching. They had some military wounded veterans there. And he spent a great deal of time welcoming them and recognizing them.
Cool.
It was noted that Obama often said, I. If you watch any of Obama's speeches, they are riddled with I. And so was Hillary's campaign speeches. The one thing that Donald Trump does, despite being, you know, called a pompous ass,
right.
He always uses the word we. And he uses America, USA, us, instead of I and my.
Right.
And a lot of the pundits were really impressed by that. Even some of the people that are not normally impressed by him. So I think that's worth pointing out that resonates well with people. We want to hear we, us. We don't want to hear I from our president.
Right.
He discussed having a plan for immigration and that it would give 1.8 million dreamers a path to citizenship. Yeah. At the same time, he would boost border security. It would also overhaul the immigration policy in this country, prioritizing skill over family, which is important to a lot of people and a lot of Democrats.
Wow.
We're just not letting this guy come in on a lottery system where, you know, he gets into the country and then we let him bring 2,000 relatives.
Yeah, his uncles, cousins, sisters.
Yeah, and then their uncles, cousins, sisters, and it just goes on and on and on. And many people that have hurt Americans have came in through that door.
That method, yeah.
That lottery, this, you know, family member. This plan doesn't necessarily go over with all Republicans. It's a very centrist plan. And certainly nothing he does will go over with the Democrats. I don't know how they think they'll get a better deal out of anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get a better deal out of themselves that they would agree upon, because originally we believed that he was possibly going to give a path to citizenship for 800,000 dreamers. It seems that there are more dreamers than we thought.
Yeah.
So this is what's going to be on the agenda right away, because the DACA plan that he did not sign off on back in October, expires in March, and these people will be officially could be deported. I don't know to where, but deported, because most of them do not know a home country. If right. you came to America at 4, you really don't know Mexico, Guatemala, or
exactly.
or Japan. I don't know, you know, wherever you're from.
Yeah.
There's also in a week another government shutdown possible. I don't think the Dems are going to go for that. So, because it didn't sit well last week when they let the government shut down for 3 days. So basically, as we say in the Ozarks, it seems that President Trump may have the Democrats over a barrel on this.
Yeah, I think
DACA immigration policy. He has managed to gain the upper hand.
I think he has. The tables have started to turn anyways.
They sure have. Next, he discussed the economy. A lot of people do not understand the tax cuts yet. They believe, because mainstream media has covered it in such a way to make them believe, that this is for big business. Nevertheless, starting in February, which starts tomorrow, when people get their paychecks, they're going to start seeing less money be taken out.
Hmm.
So I think he will overcome that issue. More than 2 million jobs have been created in his first year. Many are in manufacturing. The stock market has done amazing things, as we talk about a lot. So a lot of people, when they get those 401k statements, are going to be seeing a 25 to 30% rise. In fact, they should have already seen it. It's just a lot of people don't look at their 401k statements often. So I believe as they're doing their taxes, because we're getting into tax season here, they will be able to see that. Infrastructure. You know, every president talks about infrastructure, and we are getting desperate, Connor. We are so desperate. Our bridges, our roads, our railway systems are dangerous. Trump
Scary.
Wants to do a $1.5 trillion with a T makeover.
Wow.
This is something both sides has talked about, both sides have wanted. However, they despise him so much on the Democratic, the left. I just disagree with all these people that say it's a slam dunk. I don't know. I don't know if they would vote for, you know, they could agree upon lunch. So
right.
The opioid crisis, he still wants to address this opioid crisis.
Meanwhile, Jeff Sessions is trying to make marijuana illegal again.
Well, actually, as far as federal law goes, it has remained illegal.
Right.
Now, they agreed under Obama not to mess with anybody in a state where the voters have made it legal.
Right.
He is backtracking on that.
Well,
and I
know.
Think it's because of the sanctuary city. I think he's basically saying, if you give up the sanctuary city bull, then we'll go back to that little plan. I'm putting a lot of conjecture in that, but that's what it looked like to me.
I see.
But
yeah, kind of makes sense.
Trump is certainly going after drug companies, drug dealers, specific treatments for the opioid crisis and, you know, the huge issues we are having with heroin.
Right.
I mean, those two crises are tied together. Because most people with heroin addictions claimed to originally have had an opioid crisis. I kind of think that's overused by drug addicts as an excuse, but that's my opinion.
Well, they're going to need cannabis in there to help with the opioid problem out there.
I can't disagree with you on that. As far as foreign policy goes, he spent some time discussing how much ISIS is on the run. The United States has and its allies have made huge headway on their turf by eliminating and reducing their footprint. He also said he would keep Guantanamo Bay open.
Interesting.
That's one thing that Obama really wanted to shut down. The Joint Chiefs of Staff kind of never did let that really happen. So Obama just let a lot of them free.
Let it slide.
And at least 30% of those have returned to terrorism. 30% of the ones he has released.
Wow.
At least 6 Americans they can verify have been killed since he released them from Guantanamo Bay.
Wow.
All right. Trump intends to use it. He also discussed recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He said North Korea is still a problem. He talked to Otto Warmbier's parents and recognized them. That's the kid that came back in some sort of coma state from North Korea because he supposedly stole a poster at the airport or something. Trump reminded us that he has appointed more federal judges in his first year than any other new administration in U.S. history. So that is, for conservatives, that's huge, especially Christian conservatives. That is one of their number one issues, is those judge appointments. And many of them overlook many issues about Trump because of his ability to appoint these judges.
A little catch-22 there.
Yeah, I mean, the secretary that sat out in case there was some sort of massive issue by terrorists was Sonny Perdue. He was the last man standing, or potentially the last man standing. So he was not at the, he didn't witness the speech.
Right.
He was on a plane, probably flying around the skies. Bill Bennett said that when he was the last man standing under Bush, they flew to Albuquerque and back.
All right.
So I think there's a TV show, Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
And so that kind of gets everybody's attention now.
Yeah.
So that pretty much wraps up the speech. There was a hot mic last night, and Trump said he is 100% in favor of releasing the FISA memo.
Yeah. No,
I kind of thought it might happen before, but he did, before the speech yesterday, it did not. And of course, the day after the speech, I don't think we're going to see it today. I think we will see it maybe tomorrow or Friday early.
But we will see it.
I think that I heard the Hammer say he hoped that it would be released before he does an episode with us because he's anxious to talk about it. So I think we'll be seeing that. Now, right before the speech, Hillary made a statement. This was less than 30 minutes before the State of the Union address. Almost... seemingly, I should say, to me, a reminder to her followers that they didn't quite get her in the White House. And she would be making this speech last night had they done her job. Instead, she was making a comment about her spiritual advisor, whom she did not fire after he had sexually harassed one of her young staffers back in 2008. She was making a statement about that, which is about 5 days too late. She said she was giving the guy a second chance because she believes in second chances. Are you kidding me?
Right.
She believes in second chances. Okay, it's a little too late for that story.
Yeah, I bet you she wants a second chance at president, too.
Yeah, second, third, fourth. How many chances do they need to give her?
Wait till the memo comes out.
Absolutely. The Washington Post says that the DOJ inspector questions McCabe's inaction on Hillary's emails. Now, where McCabe was released Monday from his post with pay, or at least.
Yeah, so now he's on basically early retirement.
Exactly. He's got a vacation with money. You know, that's, I'm not sure he deserved that. Anyway, they claim that Inspector General Michael Horowitz is investigating the way Hillary Clinton's emails were handled in the final weeks before the election. He has found that for 3 weeks, McCabe chose not to do anything. He just left those emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop sitting there. And finally, somebody, I guess, suggested he better do something. And that was 10 days before the election. That's when Comey made that statement that Hillary will never forgive him for. Which probably did lose the election for her. Right. Nevertheless, when this attorney, Inspector General's report comes out and this FISA memo, the FBI is probably not going to look very good.
No, not at all.
And in fact, as I was coming down here and I turned off the TV, across the screen was FBI is a little worried.
Yeah,
a lot worried. About this memo being released.
Yeah, if you thought Watergate was a big deal, hang on.
Yeah, well, you know, five people already have either been demoted or let go.
Yeah.
And we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
No. Yeah, this will be interesting for sure.
Yeah, very interesting.
So I've got a couple items here.
Good.
So United Airlines recently shot down one traveler's request to bring her emotional support peacock on a flight departing New York Liberty International Airport, even after the unidentified woman claimed that she had a second ticket for her peacock. Let that sink in. The airline still denied her request, but not before the entire internet erupted in her support. Now, yeah. Wow. Now, this is particularly bad news for me and Binky. Binky's my emotional support moose. So I was hoping to bring him to Springfield. That's never going to happen now.
Yeah, she blew it for you. She blew her.
No.
Now you'd have to get on. You need a reindeer.
Or, you know, my emotional support tiger.
Yeah. Wow. Where did people get this? I mean,
I don't know. But have you ever been close to a peacock? They're
huge. Well, they don't like you to get very close, and then they get excited. They spread their tails, and, you know, they get a little excited.
They're noisy like an air horn. I mean, they
exactly
the size of your head, you know?
Yeah.
And they're frightening.
And they do it a lot. They do it a lot. I know. I used to stay at a resort that had them roaming around. And, you know, they're not, you don't just go up and pet them. How could this be an emotional support if you can't really touch it and cuddle it? I just don't know. How are we defining emotional support?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. But I can get a more emotional support cuddling with an air horn than I could from a peacock. Trust me there.
Absolutely.
And on the subject of some weird a 16-year-old captive killer whale named Wikey has been taught to speak human words through her blowhole.
Really?
The orca is in a French marine theme park and can be heard in recordings mimicking words such as hello, Amy, and counting 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Google it and you can hear this whale trying. I mean, it's questionable. I mean, I had a dog that used to say, I love you. I think the dog.
But you were the only one that thought that, right?
No. It was pretty close. Like, people would be pretty blown away. The whale was kind of iffy, but, you know, scientists are hoping to advance their communications with Wikey and take it to the next level. They're going to allow the orca to be interviewed by Oprah.
Oh. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's good.
I couldn't resist
that
one.
Oh, my goodness.
But
I bet.
No, the Wikey is a true story. Google it and you can hear the whale trying to talk out of his blowhole. I've had a few bosses that could talk out of their blowhole before.
Yeah, I have too.
Well, I guess we can agree there.
Family members too.
Yeah. Well, we can agree there.
Yes, yeah, so we don't always agree, but life's a journey and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become anyone's victim. Hashtag nobody's victim. Thanks for listening. Godspeed, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace, and thanks for listening.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. Gma's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.